Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article written for agency principals. It's called The Agency Principal's Guide to Keeping Your Team Compliant.
And if you're running an office, this one's for you. Because team compliance is one of those things that sits quietly in the background until it suddenly isn't quiet at all.
That's exactly how the article puts it. Keeping yourself licensed and CPD current is pretty straightforward. You know your own renewal date, but keeping a whole team compliant is a different job entirely.
Because everyone carries their own moving parts, right? Different license types, different renewal dates.
Exactly. You might have one agent on an assistant agent registration, another on a full license, and your second in charge working toward a diploma. Their renewal dates almost never line up.
And CPD is on top of that. I didn't realise how different it gets state by state.
It really does. Take Queensland. The CPD year runs for 12 months from each person's own license or registration issue date. So two agents who started in the same office a month apart can have completely different CPD deadlines.
Across a team of 8, 10, 15 people, some licensed in different states, that's a lot to keep across.
The article calls it a genuine administrative load. And the problem is, it doesn't announce itself. It just sits there until something slips.
So what does good team compliance actually look like? Is there a system the article recommends?
It comes down to a handful of things being consistently true. First, you've got a single register of every team member, their license type, renewal date, and CPD status. One view, not a memory and a few emails.
That sounds obvious, but I'd guess most offices are running on exactly that, a memory and a few emails.
Right. And the second thing is renewals being flagged well before they fall due, not the week of. The article puts it simply, early is calm, late is a scramble.
What about the actual risk when something does slip? Is it really that serious?
The article is pretty clear on this. An agent trading on a lapsed license isn't a paperwork problem. It's a trading problem, a compliance problem, and a reputational problem at the same time. If the regulator finds an unlicensed person has been working as an agent, that sits on the agency, not just the individual.
It can put a question mark over deals that person was involved in.
Yes, and the article makes the point that nobody lets a license lapse on purpose. It happens because the date drifted past while everyone was busy, and nobody was watching it on that person's behalf.
Which ultimately lands on the principal to prevent.
And there's a section on what this costs even when nothing goes wrong. Chasing a salesperson to finish a CPD unit is not work a principal should be doing. Your bandwidth belongs on revenue, on listings, on growing the office.
Not sending the third reminder to someone about their training.
Exactly. The article calls it a quiet drain. Not one big event, just 100 small interruptions that add up and pull you away from the work only you can do.
Okay, so what's the fix? How does the article say you actually get the chasing off your desk?
There's a section on how Archer's agency model works, and the core idea is that the principal stays in control without being the one who chases. When a team is enrolled, reminders for CPD and course progress go directly to the staff member by email and SMS.
So not to the principal first?
No. Archer follows up the learner first. The principal is only notified if two follow-up attempts get no response.
That's a meaningful difference. You're still across it, you're just not the one doing the chasing.
And alongside that, agencies get bulk enrollment pricing, a dedicated account manager, compliance tracking, and progress reporting across the whole team. One relationship, one point of contact, one clear view of who is current and who is due.
And because Archer is nationally recognised, RTO 45020, regulated by ASQA, and delivers across NSW, QLD, VIC, and the ACT, you're running one relationship for the whole team, regardless of which state people are in.
That's the other big one. A salesperson in Brisbane, an agent in Sydney, and a representative in Melbourne can all sit under the same account, each tracked against the right rules for their state.
And it covers the full ladder, from entry registration through to diploma and licensee in charge?
Yes. The article makes the point that you can develop a diploma qualified licensee in charge in the wings, so the office is never one resignation away from a problem.
That's a really practical way to think about succession planning.
So the one thing to take from this, if team compliance currently lives in your head and a spreadsheet, the article says it's more fragile than it feels. The fix isn't more of your time. It's a system that tracks the dates, chases the learner, and only comes to you when it genuinely needs to.
The full article is on the Archer Institute website. It goes deeper into the state-by-state CPD rules, the real cost of a lapsed license, and how the agency model works in practice.
And if you want to talk it through, Archer's Australian-based team can map your team's license types and dates and show you exactly what coordinated compliance would look like for your office. Give them a call on 1800 069 273. Archer Institute, nationally recognised, online and self-paced, with real Australian-based support.